Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive into all things AI from February 6th, 2025.
It's been a wild one.
It has. Seriously, a day jam-packed with huge developments in AI tech. We're talking major investments and even some mind-blowing new applications.
Yeah, so we're here to help you sift through it all and figure out what you really need to know to stay ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
Like, where do we even begin with all this? It's incredible how fast AI is evolving.
Right. I mean, just looking at today's news, it's obvious that this tech is going to completely transform everything.
I mean, everything from healthcare and entertainment to, like, I don't know, even the very fabric of reality.
Okay, so let's just jump right in. One of the biggest stories today has got to be ByteDance, you know, the company behind TikTok, right?
Right.
They just unveiled their OmniHuman 1 AI model. And this thing, it can generate videos that are so realistic. I mean, they're practically indistinguishable from real life.
Susie, it's insane.
And we're not just talking like, you know, silly cat videos here. This has the potential to change everything about how we learn, how we experience healthcare, even how we enjoy entertainment.
Right, like imagine learning about history from a video that looks like it was shot 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Or like having a doctor consult with you right in your living room through a video call that looks totally real.
I know, it's like we're stepping into a sci-fi movie.
But it's real.
It is real, it's happening. And speaking of tech giants making big moves, Apple, you know, always one to keep an eye on.
Yep.
They've just launched their very first standalone AI app.
Hmm.
Now, you might think it's some super advanced language model or something, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But no, they went with something way more practical. A party planning app called Apple Invites.
You know what? I think that's a pretty smart move by Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, while everyone else is out there trying to create these massive, like, super powerful AI models,
yeah,
Apple's taking a different approach, a more kind of integrated one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're focused on how AI can actually fit into our everyday lives,
mm-hmm.
make things easier, more efficient.
So instead of worrying about AI taking over the world, maybe we should be more worried about it messing up our party playlist.
Exactly, right.
That's okay. But in all seriousness, this Apple Invites thing, it does give us a glimpse into a future where AI is helping us out with, you know, all sorts of tasks.
Big and small.
Exactly, big and small.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a second and talk about something truly groundbreaking in healthcare.
Okay.
Researchers have developed Abdomen Atlas, which is this AI-powered database that can detect abdominal cancers much earlier than traditional methods.
That's huge.
Right. This is a major, major breakthrough.
So Abdomen Atlas, it's actually 36 times larger than any other similar data set out there.
Wow.
Yeah, it combines scans from like 145 hospitals all around the world.
That's crazy.
And what makes it so powerful is that it uses AI to analyze all these scans and look for patterns.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of patterns that, like, a human eye might miss.
Right.
And that leads to, you know, earlier and more accurate diagnoses.
This could seriously be a game changer for so many people.
Absolutely.
Think about it. The peace of mind that comes with knowing a potential cancer could be caught early, giving you a better chance at beating it.
That's the hope.
It really shows the incredible potential of AI to just improve healthcare outcomes globally.
It's a fantastic example of how AI can be used for good.
Yeah, early detection is everything when it comes to cancer.
It is, and Abdomen Atlas has the potential to save countless lives.
It's remarkable. But, you know, all of this innovation doesn't come cheap. Google just dropped a bomb. They announced a $75 billion investment in AI initiatives for this year alone.
Whoa.
That's not chump change.
No, that's a statement. That's them going all in on this AI race.
It's like they're shouting from the rooftops, we're serious about AI.
Right. And that level of investment, it really highlights the competition that's heating up in the AI field.
Yeah.
I mean, Google's clearly aiming to stay ahead of, you know, rivals like OpenAI and Anthropic.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting to see what they can accomplish with that kind of funding.
I know, right? Will it lead to even more breakthroughs like Abdomen Atlas? I mean, who knows?
Possibilities are endless.
It's a lot to think about.
Hmm?
So while Google is making it rain in the AI world, OpenAI is undergoing a bit of a makeover themselves.
Hmm, a makeover.
Yeah, they unveiled a new logo and a new typeface.
Interesting.
Signaling a shift away from just pure research and development.
It sounds like they're moving towards a more, I don't know, integrated approach.
Yeah, like Apple.
Yeah, exactly. Like they want to make AI more accessible and have a bigger impact across different industries, not just stay in the lab, you know.
Right. So it's not just about the technology anymore. It's about how it's presented, how it's integrated into society.
It's about the big picture.
Exactly. And speaking of integration, the UK's National Health Service, the NHS, they're actually leading the charge when it comes to AI-driven healthcare.
Oh, really? How so?
They've launched the world's largest trial of AI-assisted breast cancer screening.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. If it's successful, this trial could totally revolutionize breast cancer detection all over the world.
The goal is to improve accuracy, of course, but also to cut down those wait times for patients.
Right, and ultimately save more lives.
Exactly.
Can you imagine a world where AI helps catch these diseases early enough that everyone has a fighting chance?
It's a powerful vision of what the future of healthcare could be.
It really is. It's like AI is stepping up to solve some of humanity's biggest challenges.
Absolutely.
But of course, with all this progress, we have to consider the potential downsides too.
Right.
For example, Google just reversed their ban on using their AI for weapons and surveillance.
Yeah, I saw that. It sparked a lot of debate.
Understandably so. I mean, this decision raises some really serious questions about, you know, the role of technology in warfare and how we make sure that AI is used responsibly.
It's a tough one for sure.
It is. There are no easy answers. So while Google is wrestling with these ethical dilemmas, other companies like Anthropic, which is an AI safety startup, they're taking a more proactive approach to dealing with AI security concerns.
And what are they doing?
Well, they're actually inviting security experts to try and break their models.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're trying to find vulnerabilities before they can be exploited.
That's smart.
Right. It's like a controlled test environment where they can identify weaknesses and fix them before they become a problem.
It's great to see companies prioritizing safety like that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Especially in such a rapidly changing field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not just the U.S. that's making moves in AI. The European Union is investing, get this, $56 million to develop their own open source large language models.
Well, they're serious.
They are. Their goal is to reduce their reliance on U.S. tech giants.
Oh, I see. So they're aiming for a more diverse and competitive global AI ecosystem, right?
Exactly. They want to foster innovation within Europe and reduce their dependence on, you know, companies like Google and OpenAI. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. But of course, there's a geopolitical angle to all of this, too.
Of course there is.
China, for example, is launching antitrust probes into Google and NVIDIA.
Oh, right. I read about that.
It just adds another layer of complexity to this global AI race.
It really shows how intertwined AI development is with global politics.
It's not just a tech race anymore.
No, it's about economic and political influence, too.
It's a reminder that the future of AI is being shaped by forces far beyond just the tech industry. But amidst all this competition and jockeying for power, there are some companies that are starting to, you know, pump the brakes a little.
Mm-hmm.
Meta, for instance, has signaled that they're willing to halt AI projects that they deem too risky.
That's interesting.
It seems like there's a growing awareness of the potential dangers of unchecked AI development.
Yeah, like maybe we need to slow down and think about the consequences a bit more.
Right, it's a balancing act, pushing the boundaries of innovation while also considering the potential risks. And speaking of potential risks, some new research from OpenAI has found that their AI models are more persuasive than 82% of Reddit users.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
It is a little unsettling.
I mean, think about it. We're talking about AI that could sway public opinion, you know?
Right, and influence political discourse, even impact our personal decisions.
It's both exciting and terrifying at the same time.
But hey, if AI can convince those tough crowds on Reddit, maybe there's hope for the rest of us.
Maybe, maybe. But remember that amazing video-generating AI we talked about earlier?
ByteDance's OmniHuman one.
Yeah, that one. That thing has officially blurred the lines between real and fake.
This is where things get really interesting.
It's like, how do we even know what's real anymore?
It's a challenge we're going to have to face head on as AI technology keeps advancing.
We're going to need a whole lot of critical thinking and healthy skepticism to navigate this new reality.
Absolutely. Well, that was quite the whirlwind tour of AI developments from February 6th, 2025.
A lot to digest.
There is. We've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah, there's still so much more to unpack.
Stay tuned for part two of our deep dive, where we'll be exploring even more fascinating AI news from this incredible day.
We'll be talking about Figure's big announcement, Kanye West's foray into AI music, and Google's latest efforts in responsible AI.
It's going to be a wild ride.
So buckle up and join us for the next part of our AI adventure.
We'll see you there.
See you soon. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of AI news.
We've already already seen some pretty incredible advancements, haven't we? I mean, AI is making huge waves in healthcare. Tech giants are pouring billions into research.
And even Apple's getting in on the action with their first AI app.
Exactly. But there's still so much more to explore.
Oh yeah, the sheer volume of developments today is just mind-boggling.
It really is. And up next, we have some pretty interesting news from Figure, the company known for its work with humanoid robots.
Yeah, those guys are doing some pretty cool stuff.
Well, they've just announced that they're ending their collaboration with OpenAI.
That's a big deal.
It is. And they're hinting at a major breakthrough in, get this, robot AI,
Oh, wow.
which they plan to reveal in just 30 days.
That's a bold move, cutting ties with OpenAI like that. It suggests they're really confident they've got something big up their sleeve.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what they've been working on.
For sure.
Could this be the thing that shifts the focus in AI development away from language models
Maybe.
and towards more physical, embodied AI?
Like robots that can not only understand our instructions,
But also learn and adapt to their environment, just like we do.
it's a future that's both exciting and a little bit, I don't know, unnerving.
Definitely. Speaking of pushing boundaries, Kanye West just announced that he's incorporating AI into his upcoming album, Billy.
Of course he is. I mean, this is Kanye we're talking about
Like, that
here.
was going to be on the cutting edge.
He's even comparing the impact of AI in music to that of autotune.
Which completely revolutionized how music is made and listened to.
It's an interesting comparison, right? Autotune gave artists this whole new tool for creative expression.
And now AI has the potential to do the same.
Open up a world of possibilities.
It's a conversation that's just getting started.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's move on to something a little less glamorous, but equally impactful.
Okay, what's that?
LiveKit has introduced a new transformer model for AI voice conversations.
Hmm.
And it's designed to make those interactions feel way more natural.
Oh, like less robotic and more like talking to a real person.
Exactly. They've actually managed to reduce unintentional interruptions by 85%,
That's impressive.
thanks to improvements in how the AI detects the end of a speaker's turn.
So no more awkward pauses or talking over each other?
No more of that. I think we can all appreciate that.
Definitely.
It's a small step, but an important one in making those AI interactions feel more human.
Absolutely.
And while some companies are pushing the limits of what AI can do, others are taking a more cautious approach.
Yeah, making sure it's used responsibly.
Exactly. Google, for example, just released their 2024 Responsible AI Progress Report, and they updated their frontier safety framework.
So they're not just focused on the tech itself, but also the ethical side of things.
Right. They're introducing new protocols for managing risks and making sure AI development aligns with ethical guidelines.
It's good to see them taking that seriously.
It is. And in a move toward greater accessibility, Hugging Face has launched OpenDeep Research.
What's that?
It's an open source alternative to OpenAI's Deep Research platform.
Oh, interesting. So this will allow researchers and developers to work with powerful AI models without having to rely on proprietary system.
Exactly. It's all about democratizing access to these tools and creating a more collaborative AI ecosystem.
I like that.
It's like opening up the playing field, letting more people contribute to the advancement of AI.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Definitely. And speaking of making AI more accessible, Adobe has enhanced Acrobat's AI assistant with some impressive new features.
Oh, really? What kind of features?
Well, now users can use AI to understand those super complex legal documents
Oh, wow.
and quickly identify key terms and clauses.
That's going to save people a lot of time and headaches.
No more spending hours trying to decipher legal jargon.
Right. It's like having a lawyer in your pocket.
Exactly.
There.
It's a great example of how AI can simplify those complex tasks and make our lives easier.
I'm all for that.
And finally, we have Snap, the company behind Snapchat.
Yeah.
They just unveiled a mobile-first AI text-to-image model.
What does that mean?
It means you can generate high-resolution images in just 1.4 seconds on an iPhone 16 Pro Max.
Wow, that's fast.
It's like having a design studio in your pocket.
Imagine the possibilities.
It's incredible, and this is just the beginning. We're going to see more and more sophisticated AI tools and apps coming to our mobile devices.
It's an exciting time to be following AI development.
It really is. The pace of innovation is just remarkable. But as we've seen, there are also important considerations about responsible development.
And the potential impact of all this on our lives.
It's crucial to have those conversations about the ethical implications as AI becomes more integrated into our world. And welcome back to the final part of our AI deep dive.
So we've explored some pretty incredible breakthroughs today.
We have. It's clear that AI is changing the world in ways we could only imagine a few years ago.
It really is. But now let's zoom out a little bit.
Okay.
And think about the bigger picture.
Hmm.
What does all of this mean for society as a whole? For the economy? For our everyday lives?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is. It's a question a lot of people are asking.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. The advancements we've talked about, they have the potential to, I don't know, reshape entire industries,
mm-hmm.
create amazing new opportunities, and maybe even redefine what it means to be human.
That's a big one.
It is. So let's start with the economic implications.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen massive investments from tech giants like Google.
Right.
And the European Union is committed to, you know, building a diverse AI ecosystem.
So it seems like AI is going to be a major driver of economic growth for the foreseeable future.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's likely to create entirely new industries we haven't even thought of yet.
And transform the ones that already exist.
Exactly.
But with all this transformation, there's that lingering concern about, you know, job displacement.
Right.
As AI gets more sophisticated, it's natural to wonder what happens to the jobs that can now be done by machines.
It's a valid concern, no doubt about it.
So what do we do about it?
Well, I think we need to focus on, you know, education and retraining programs.
Mm.
We need to equip people with the skills they'll need to succeed in this new AI-powered workforce.
So it's not just about replacing jobs, it's about creating new ones.
Exactly. And making sure everyone benefits from this AI revolution, not just a select few.
Right. And beyond the economic impact, think about how AI will continue to weave itself into our daily routines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we already see it happening.
It's in our phones, our homes, our healthcare.
Everywhere.
Imagine a world where AI assistants, you know, they manage our schedules, personalize our education, even help diagnose and treat diseases.
It's a world of increased efficiency, convenience, maybe even better health outcomes for everyone.
But it also raises those questions about privacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Data security, and the potential for bias creeping into these systems.
Absolutely. Those are all valid concerns.
We need to make sure that AI is developed and used ethically.
With human well-being as the top priority.
It's about using AI to empower people, not control them.
Exactly. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
It's up to us to guide its development.
And make sure it serves humanity.
Which brings us to perhaps the most profound question of all. What does it even mean to be human in an age of increasingly intelligent machines?
Whoa, that's a deep one.
It is, right? As AI keeps evolving, it kind of challenges our understanding of, well, everything.
Intelligence, creativity, consciousness.
So it makes us ask what makes us unique.
It's a debate that's been going on for centuries, but AI is bringing it to the forefront.
Yeah, it's not just science fiction anymore.
It's our reality.
It's a question without easy answers, but it's one we have to keep asking.
As we navigate this new world.
So after this whirlwind tour of AI advancements and, you know, pondering the implications for humanity.
What's the takeaway? What have we learned?
I think the most important thing to remember is that AI is powerful.
Incredibly powerful.
And it has the potential for both immense good and, you know, real harm.
It's a double-edged sword.
It really is.
Yeah.
But the future of AI is not predetermined.
It's in our hands.
We need to demand ethical development.
And ensure that AI is used to benefit all of humanity.
The choices we make today, they will determine the world we create tomorrow.
It's a huge responsibility.
It is. Well, this brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of AI from February 6th, 2025.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. We hope you found it informative, maybe a little thought-provoking.
Hopefully inspiring.
The future of AI is still being written.
And we all have a role to play in shaping it.
So let's work together to create a future where AI empowers us all.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.